Let's get to our guest. Jun Rong is with us, market strategist at IG, to discuss the latest on market action. Jun Rong, thanks for being with us there from Singapore. Very curious day here in the States. We get a hot reading on CPI. The equity market takes off. Yield spike across the curve, yet the dollar weakens. How do you make sense of a day like today?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. So it's definitely very interesting to watch, right? I mean, we saw an initial move lower for a major US indices, but that was a massively kind of overturn. Personally, I believe that this extreme bearish positioning heading into this CPI print has kind of driven some deep buyers to challenge this availability in supply of new sellers. So it's definitely very interesting to watch. So it kind of has some opposing sort of a narrative, as you mentioned, in terms of the weaker US dollar. So it does suggest that some of the bullish momentum in terms of the US dollar could be seeing some sign of abating, at least in the near term, even though I maintain the stance that the overall upside risk to inflation remains. So that should kind of keep the US dollar at least on the uptrend. But as for now, you know, with this extreme positioning in place and with the US CPI data behind us now, I think what markets are really trying to focus on will be in terms of the upcoming US earnings season. And I think that the moderation in valuation on that front kind of provide this low hurdle for outperformance. So I believe that that could be, you know, what has been catching sort of the market attention moving forward. And we know that we will be having the major US banks earnings later today. So I think that will be the key focus.
Yeah. Can we say with any confidence now, given the reaction that we saw following the CPI print, that the bottom's in for equities?
Yes, I think we can look towards a year-end relief rally in global risk assets. But personally, I believe that the market bottom may potentially only be seen next year. Why I believe that there could be a year-end relief rally could be attributed to a few factors. I mean, seasonality is one. November, December tends to see more positive performance. The post-midterms performance is also another catalyst. I mean, historical data tends to show that the average one-year return after this midterms election tends to be more positive as compared to the other years. So you would not really want to get into the way of this post-rally. And of course, as I mentioned, US earnings, I think a lot of it has been a price in. I mean, expectations are for a growth rate for earnings to be at its lowest since third quarter 2020. So expectations heading into the earnings season are low to begin with. Mm. And we have seen it playing in the second quarter, right, where corporate earnings and outlook were weak, but markets managed to tap on any signs of resilience.
And John, we heard Ed just mention there that COVID restrictions are easing in Hong Kong. No such policy change on the mainland, however. Zero COVID still very much part of the landscape. Do you anticipate this changing after the People's Congress and President Xi gets their third term?
Yes, I mean, we have been getting some sort of a hint recently from all of these national Chinese newspaper. They kind of hinted that we could be expecting this zero COVID-19 stance to remain ahead of the party congress. So even though I will be expecting a further policy support measures to be announced during the upcoming congress, but this zero COVID-19 policy is definitely one that the markets will be looking out for, because looking at the muted growth outlook in China, along with all of these on and off economic disruption caused by this strict virus stance, it seems that some sort of plans have to be in place sooner or later. So even though this strict virus stance may remain, I believe what market watchers want to see could be any signs of any move closer towards a reopening, such as, you know, boosting the vaccination rate or even, you know, ramping up a capacity in the healthcare system. But overall, I believe if the strict policy stand continues to stick, it is really hard for Chinese equities to really see a more sustained upside, as the uncertainty over all of this disruption will kind of deter our market sentiment from taking on excessive risk. So confidence could be more measured in that sense. So we'll definitely have to see how it plays out.
So are there other markets or opportunities that you're seeing in the Asia Pacific out away from China?
In terms of market preference, currently I have a slight lean towards the Japan. I believe the macroeconomic theme for Japan may potentially be this ongoing recovery as we move from a more early recovery recovery cycle to a more mid-cycle recovery. So during this phase, corporate earnings may see some sort of a resilience, even though not at the strong growth that we have witnessed over the past few years. And I also believe that this delayed recovery out of the COVID-19 pandemic could also provide some form of a tailwind in terms of the near-term pent-up demand from consumers. And we know that this gradual reopening of travel borders is in place, so that may aid to support its services sector in the coming months. And last but not least, we know that accommodative policies still remain in place, so that could still, you know, provide some form of support in terms of Japan's economy.
In terms of Japan, we've got the yen continuing to weaken, 147.26. We're kind of past the level now where the policymakers last intervened. Do you anticipate more intervention, and what does this mean for Japan in the meantime, being a net oil importer?
Yeah, so definitely if you look at this weak yen story, I think the authorities have been trying to step in, but currently the dollar yen seems to be breaching the previous level of intervention a few months back. So that really brought the question of whether, you know, authorities will want to step in again. And looking at its net foreign reserve, they definitely have the room to do so. I mean, more than 1 trillion worth of this foreign reserve that give them the ammunition. So it's really up to their, you know, intention. So I believe their intention is really to try to deter this very strong surge in this US dollar strength against the Japanese yen. They could be looking at a more measured weakening of the yen itself. So I think that is what they are really trying to look out for, as compared to really having this fixed level. And looking ahead, I believe that, you know, with this a more measured weakness in the Japanese yen, so that could really allow firms to adjust more quickly to all of these increased input prices.
All right, Junrong, market strategist at IG, thanks so much for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia.